Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and the Dirtbag.
Always.
And the Dirtbag.
Rolling on in. He's just always lingering.
Always.
You know, I got nothing to do in here, so I figured I'd come by and say hi.
Do you work in the morning, or you just come to, like, bug us?
I kind of, like, do the
He comes
rounds.
Here for the free coffee. It's obvious.
It's not the coffee that brings me, that's for sure. But I'll stop by, look through the windows, make you guys uncomfortable. You know, it makes me feel good.
Oh, good. Well, we got to jump into Savage or Sensible here in a second, and we'll get your take on it, Dirtbag Nick. But also, remember that your chance at tickets to go see Luke Bryan, also to hang out with Breezy at Luke Bryan. Wow. Is coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning. But let's get into our Savage or Sensible for today. Savage or Sensible, rescinding someone's boat invite because they're no longer single. And this is a message we got on our Instagram. You can follow us there at 98PXY Rochester from a girl named Brooke. Here's what she said to us. How's this for a Savage or Sensible? Every weekend when it hasn't been raining, my friends and I have been going on this mutual friend's boat. There's three of us. And the start of the summer, we were all single. A couple of weeks ago, I made my relationship with the guy I've been seeing on Facebook official. And ever since then, I've stopped getting invites to go on this guy's boat. He invites my friends, but tells them he's only got room for them. It's painfully obvious that it's because I'm in a relationship, which is a little ridiculous considering this guy never had a chance with me anyway. I'm curious if other people think this is as savage as I do.
Okay. I have a lot of thoughts.
Okay, let's hear what your thoughts are. And you can vote, by the way, 98pxy.com or text in the keyword vote right now by texting in vote, V-O-T-E, to 69822.
Being a lake lover myself.
Yeah, sure.
I'm a lake gal, you know, grew up on the lake, love the lake.
Lake life.
Lake life.
Hashtag lake life.
Hashtag lake life. Hashtag salt life. I know getting on a boat, especially during the summer, especially during these hot months, is basically the Hunger Games, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Every man for himself. And if you're in a relationship with some guy...
some boatless peasant.
I'm sorry, but that's on you.
Really?
And the guy, I can see where the guy's coming from because he's not... If he invites the girl, she's gonna be like, can Johnny come? Like, no, there's no room for Johnny.
Yeah, Breezy's dead on this.
Wow.
She's nailing it. I mean, you know, if I'm super cool, hot shot with a boat, and I'm using this boat to, like, invite some, you know, cool chicks, and I'm interested in this cool chick, and then all of a sudden she starts dating some dude I don't even know, like, maybe we could still be friends or whatever, and that's fine, but, like, some random schmuck that I have no idea, I'm not going to bring him on my cool boat, you know, waste my beers on him.
Here's the thing, is I don't think she was trying to get an invite from her boyfriend. I think she just wanted to go with her and her friend.
They're a package
deal,
though.
Yeah, but it always seeps in. Can Johnny come? No. No, Johnny can't come. But I do think it's a little savage the way he just cut it off so quickly. But the premise overall, it's fine. Sensible.
100% sensible.
Really?
Totally.
Wow. I'm shocked. I felt as...
Why? Do you say savage, Corey?
This is definitely savage. What? Look, I get it. It's his boat. He controls who goes on, who goes off. Sure, you do you. But that doesn't make it any less savage. And it's the exact point that you brought up, Breezy, of the fact that it was so quick. This guy, he's not only a savage for cutting off so quickly, he's also jeopardizing the situation. Think about it. She said that there's three friends. It's her and her three friends that always go on the boat, right? I think the true savages in this situation are the other two friends who are still going on the boat without her, by the way.
I agree.
Just to throw that out there.
You know, why Corey thinks this is savage?
Why?
Because he's used to being the friend zone dude. And when the other girl gets a boyfriend, all of a sudden communication's cut off and he's felt this too many times.
I mean, you're not wrong, but that's not why I feel this way. That's nothing to do with here nor there, okay?
Ghosted on a boat. Just whips away into the sunset.
Hashtag ghosted on a boat.
It's Casper. It makes everything so painfully obvious. Like, bro, have a little tact. Look, I think most of us probably know that's the motivation, but, like, do you need to, like, shining a giant spotlight on it? Like, if I can't hook up with you, I don't want you on my boat. Like, and ultimately, you know, he still gets to see, I guess, museum rules, right? Look, don't touch. It's not gonna be any different. It's not gonna be any different. She said the guy had no shot.
I don't know. I think as the summer goes on, she goes on the boat. Maybe he could have slid his way in there, but she's cutting it off completely.
Slid like a snake.
Like a slithery little...
just a little eel.
A little
one of those weird eels that was in Honey Boy Lake for a while.
I think I respect him more for just being like, oh yeah, this is out of the question. Yeah, no, I'm not interested in hanging out with you anymore.
Really? Okay. All right.
Why play games?
He just peels out his boat. Yeah. The wake splashing her in the face.
Like, she can't catch him. She's in the middle.
Here, hang on to the anchor. Jumping on this one, 222-9800 or the Club VXY Safe text line at 69822. Savage or sensible, rescinding someone's boat invite because they're no longer single. Text coming through, Club VXY Safe text line at 69822. I think it's savagely sensible because single girls spend less time on their phones talking to their man. Plus, she will always want to invite the boy. Yeah, well, the phone thing is an interesting aspect
that's a,
to
that's
it.
A nice twist.
Let's grab this call. 222-9800. Who's this?
Shelly from Canandaigua, and I think it's sensible.
Really?
Thanks,
okay. Shelly. This is interesting. Another woman jumping in on today's Savage or Sensible. Again, rescinding someone's boat invite because they're no longer single. You say sensible?
Yeah, because listen to the way she's describing it. She's like, me and my friends are going on this guy's boat.
Yeah.
She's obviously, it's clearly more about the boat.
She knows, Shelly. She knows.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is one of these symbiotic relationships where they get boat access. This guy gets to think in his delusional mind that he has a chance of hooking up with them.
Yep.
Been right. There. And there's a reason, like, not for nothing, but most guys, if they're inviting girls out on their boat, it's either we've been lifelong friends, they're dating my buddy, or I hope we can go out.
Those are the only three options, Shelly.
And they don't put people on the boat unless they think they have a chance. So somebody's been leading somebody somewhere.
Huh. Okay. Yep.
Shelly, sounds like you have some experience here.
Well, I'm an avid boater, too. Oh. I've watched the scene.
Same.
So, okay. So if you were this girl, Brooke, that sent us this message, who was obviously a little upset about the fact that she got her boat taken away because she's in a relationship now, you would be like, I get it. No big deal. You guys go have fun. I'll be here on the beach.
Well, this is, you know what I would do, Corey?
What's that?
I would swim out with a raft.
Of course you would, yes. Tell me. Shelly, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, let's see some more calls coming through. 222-9800. Clark is Team PXY. Clark, do you think it's savage or sensible to rescind a boat invite from someone just because they're no longer single?
Totally sensible. And furthermore, this girl shouldn't be shocked that this happened. You know, this dude didn't want you on his boat because of your sparkling personality. He wanted you on there to see you in a bikini. And the possibility, no matter how slim it might be, of getting to hook up with you. That's the exchange for being on the boat. And as soon as you get into a relationship, that fantasy shattered. As soon as any reason to invite you.
Oh, wow, Clarky. Sounds like you're talking off experience there, buddy.
100%. And look, I'll be completely honest. I'm not an attractive man, and the only reason I ever pull a girl who doesn't look like Shrek is because I have a boat.
Jeez. Well, Clark, that is certainly being completely honest, sir. You're not pulling any punches here.
It's true. You know, I've hooked up with some beautiful women that I'd never have a shot with went from a boat.
Well, you seem very charming, Clark. Are you sure it isn't your sparkling personality?
No. It's definitely just a boat, you know, which, by the way, is the only reason to even own a boat, because pretty much everything else about owning one sucks. You know, they're expensive to begin with, and you had gas upkeep. Don't even get me started about winterizing and storing it.
Jeez, Clark. Maybe you should move somewhere where you can move the boat more than 3 months out of the year, so it's a little more worth it for you.
Right.
Yeah. No kidding. It's a long, cold winter in more ways than one.
All right, okay. Well, Clark, we certainly appreciate the call. Thank you.
Oh, hey, and if that chick you message, you guys ends up dumping whatever loser she's with, give her my number. You know, I'd be happy to invite her on my boat.
Alrighty. We're moving on from Clark. Thank you.
Yeah, let's get
Clark
to
is canceled.
Let's get to the point here. Jeez. That does make me wonder, though. Is it...
Now I'm, rethinking my whole sensible decision because of guys like Clark.
Yeah.
That's fun for me. God. Really, Clark? Come on, buddy.
The poll up right now at 98pxy.com. Thank you to everyone who voted. Savage or Sensible, rescinding someone's boat invite because they're no longer single. A close one today. 57% of the people voting agree with me and say savage.
Savage. I haven't won a poll yet this week.
Oh, you're just 0 for 3. 0 for 4.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.